Welcome to day 7 of the St. Mark's Church journey through the Psalms for Lent. Psalm 13. O Lord, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I struggle with anguish in my soul, with sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemy have the upper hand? Turn and answer me, O Lord my God. Restore the sparkle to my eyes, or I will die. Don't let my enemies gloat, saying, "We have defeated him." Don't let them rejoice at my downfall. But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me. I wonder how you feel when you hear these words. Do they sound to you to lack faith and trust in God in any way? For the people of Israel, they could only be honest with God about their emotions and what they were going through. And in this context of wrestling with God, they worked out their relationship with God. It grew their faith. But this is not some act of grumbling and complaint. It has a particular structure to it. Verse 1 to 2, the psalmist asks God the searching questions of the soul. Verse 3 to 4, the psalmist asks for God's help. And verse 5 to 6, the psalmist praises God and declares his or her trust in God's unfailing love. This is an act of the most profound faith that demonstrates the deepest trust that God can take, hear, and bear the very burdens of our soul. A question to reflect on. What are you going through today? Is it a personal situation? Or is it something that you have heard or listened to or read in the news? How is it affecting you? How might you bring this before God, honestly, today, trusting that he is a God of unfailing love? Let's pray. Father God, help us to share with you the deepest burdens of our soul, but to trust that you are a God of unfailing love. And for this, we can look to Jesus and know that you are the God of love. Amen.